Welcome to the Max Show, the number one podcast on the duster or the world where we talk and you listen. I'm your host, Max Dement. Today, I have a very special guest who I'm going to let introduce himself. So go ahead.
I'm Kaysen.
Okay, so where do you go to school, Kaysen?
I go to West Texas A&M in Canyon.
What is your major and what do you want to do?
I'm a political science major, legal studies, and my goal is to go to law school and ultimately do like family law or estate planning.
Okay. What was it? Cameron was telling me something that you did. You took a practice LSAT.
I did, yeah.
What did that get you? She said that you could get into...
Maybe tech. It was close to the median score at tech.
I thought she said it was higher. I thought she said you could get into like the top 10% of schools.
Well, she might have been mistaken because I looked up like a percentage calculator for like your admission chances to different schools.
And
I had like a 0% chance at Yale, a 1% chance at Harvard. So thank you for the public humiliation.
I am sorry. I thought she said it was the opposite. We can restart this if you want.
No, it's fine. I mean, I did fine. I did good.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's you. So what was your major before you were going to school is my question.
Well, I started as an English major and mm-hmm. I wanted to be an English professor.
So you were already at school whenever you were an English major?
Yeah, I did a full year as an English major. Yeah. So now I'm an English minor and political science major.
Okay. You don't know what the difference is between a lawyer and a trampoline?
Oh, gosh. What?
You take your shoes off when you jump on a trampoline.
Really?
Let me find that. Oh, it didn't work.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, no, it was dumb. So, why do you want to be a lawyer?
Well, I think that the law is unique because it obviously requires a lot of knowledge, but it's also... It's like a unique way to help people. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in family law because I think there are so many times where people sort of get the short end of the stick with divorces or adoptions, and improving people's family lives, I think, is a lot harder than it needs to be. So I think, and people are so dishonest. There are so mm-hmm. many, it's like your joke about taking your shoes off the lawyer. When you hear lawyer, you instantly think dishonest, shady politician. Mm-hmm. And I want to be an example of somebody who can bear witness to Christ to other people through a career that's not traditionally like an honest profession.
Yeah. No, and I think you can 100% do that. I think whenever I think of lawyer and I think of somebody who's going to be a good lawyer, and just by good as in arguing, but also good as in like being a good person in the courtroom. And I think that takes a lot of guts. So
thanks.
I hope I never have to use you unless it's for adoption, but
I mean, I hope so too, but yeah.
Kaysen just recently studied abroad.
I did.
So where did you study at and where all did you go?
So I studied in England in Reading. It's like 45 minutes or so outside of London, and had the best time. I fell in love with it. And I was just talking today about how it's like, it felt like home. Mm-hmm. Like I miss it so much. But so I did that. And then I went to 9 countries total. So I started in the UK and stayed there and went to France, Italy, Ireland, Monaco, Germany, Austria, Hungary, and the Netherlands.
So out of all those places, which one was your favorite and why?
Well, England was, it felt like home mm-hmm. because it, I mean, it's so similar to the US, but it's like the US, but with a lot of different things that we don't have. So it started to feel like home, and that's where all my people were and everything. So I really liked that. But I also just fell in love with France. I went to Nice on like the West mm-hmm. coast. And
was that the beach town kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
So how has it changed you?
Man, well, that's a deep question. I came back and was just so, I mean, I don't want to just like gas myself up, but I came back and was so proud of myself. Like I did something that was really hard, and I used to live in fear so much mm-hmm. and doing something like I was on my own for 3 months and I'd only left the country once before and was staying with a friend. So I went by myself, lived by myself.
Yeah, you traveled by yourself too, right? Like you did a couple solo trips.
Yeah, all the trips except for Ireland, I was by myself.
Oh, man.
And did like night trains by myself. So I was just so proud of myself. And we had to write a letter to ourselves on the first day there and then read it when we came home. Mm-hmm. And on the way back, I was reading that letter. And I wrote to myself about how this is something that nobody can take away from me. Like I earned it. And it's just so cool to have something like that. Like my first apartment and mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, it's just... I used to live in so much fear, and to know that I had the courage to kind of step out of my comfort zone is, it's a God thing, really. Mm-hmm.
No, most definitely. I think that that takes a lot, honestly, out of a person, just because going somewhere alone, if you're going to a party alone, that's already nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So going across the world to another random spot that you've never been before all by yourself, that takes guts, and I really respect that.
Well, the Holy Spirit, too.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's why I say it's a God thing, because there was a time when I couldn't even go to school by myself. Like, mm-hmm. I would just get so nervous. So
no, yeah, that's definitely a God thing. So if you had to go, where would you go again? Or actually, no, where would you go again?
I would go to Nice again.
Nice?
France. Yeah.
Okay. What was so unique about Nice?
Well, it was off season. So mm-hmm. it was like 50, 60 degrees. But the beaches were just beautiful, but nobody was in the water, obviously. And so it wasn't crowded like a tourist mm-hmm. trap in the summer. It was beautiful. And that was another moment that I really just felt like the Holy Spirit's mm-hmm. presence was yeah. being on the beach. And all you can see is just like rocks with blue ocean as far as you can see. Like, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah. So where would you go, a new place that you haven't been to, that you didn't get to go to?
In Europe, I would say Paris, mm-hmm. just to do the thing, like the Eiffel Tower and all that stuff. It would be really cool. But in general, I really want to go to South America somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at like Colombia would be really cool.
So why South America?
It's just different. I feel like I have a good grasp of Europe now that I've been to so many different places.
You did go to a lot of places.
I mean, there's obviously so much to still see, mm-hmm. but I would love to see South America. It's such a different culture. And I'm, as you know, trying to learn Spanish, so I'm not any good at it.
But I did not know that, actually.
Oh, you didn't know that? Well, I had to take it last summer and I got a B, so now I'm kind of frustrated with myself and I'm trying to do better.
Because Cameron was supposed to be in that class with you.
Yeah, Cameron was supposed to take it with me and help me, and she dropped it after like a week, so...
For all four listeners, Kaysen is my girlfriend's brother.
I am.
So just
Max thought
I should throw that.
My sister's boyfriend.
That is true. So traveling, this is an easy one. I don't even know why I have this written down, but was it worth it?
It was so worth it. Well, that's a good question, because a lot of people ask if I would recommend it, and I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, like mm-hmm. everybody. I think there's some people, it takes a certain personality. If you're very outgoing and extroverted, it might kind of be hard for you to be away mm-hmm. from your support system. But
yeah.
as an introvert, it challenged me enough where I had to meet new people, but it was also healthy enough where I felt like I could go out on my own a little bit.
Yeah.
I totally recommend it.
Are you an introvert?
I'm a talkative introvert, but okay. Yeah, I'm an introvert.
See, are you just comfortable being alone, or do you want to be alone?
I like to be alone. Yeah. I like to be with people too, but mm-hmm. I feel a lot more energized. Like it takes me a little bit longer to recover after being around a lot of people.
I get that. Me and your sister are going to Europe, as you know,
right.
Obviously. Duh. What should we do? I mean, did you go to any of the places we went to or we're going to?
I don't think so.
You went to, where'd you go in Italy? Bath?
Bath's in England. Oh. No, I went to, I've been to Milan, Italy, and Venice.
Okay. Oh, see, we're going to I don't know what the opposite of those places are.
Well, I think you're going to Rome, I'm sure.
We're going to Rome, yeah. And that was a loud bang.
I know.
Good thing that door locks. Rome and Florence, Baccarat, and Mainz.
I heard you did a really good presentation about Baccarat.
I know so much about Baccarat and Mainz right now. Mainz is the wine capital of Germany.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's the only fact I know, but... Germans apparently have a lot of weird laws.
I heard that too. I heard that was a highlight of your presentation.
Yes. Yes, it was. And also the way I say Baccarat is...
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. No, I didn't go to any of those places, but I'm jealous that I didn't. Switzerland is so high on my list too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really jealous because you're going to do some cool stuff in the mountains of Switzerland.
The Do Re Mi and the Sound of Music. Wait, is that in Austria?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not called the Do Re Mi.
What is it called?
The Sound of Music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
A long time ago.
Yeah, that's how I...
But yeah, it's in Austria. And I went to Austria, but I didn't go to where they filmed that.
Where's Grindelwald?
That area, yeah. It's like West Austria, I think. I could be wrong.
I know we're going to Grindelwald, and I think that's where those mountains
are. Close to Salzburg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I went to Vienna, so it's like the complete opposite side.
You think that's is that the place where Billy Joel sang?
Yeah.
I love Billy Joel.
Good song.
It really is. Let's see. I'm going to play it a little bit.
Okay. On the podcast?
On the podcast.
It's a special song.
If I get sued, I get sued.
Okay. You might. But it used to really resonate. It's a good mm-hmm. song.
Like, we'll find the lyrics.
Oh.
Yeah, I told you it was playing.
It plays in the headphones?
Yeah. Ready?
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile.
True.
So, yeah, that part mainly. I think that part kind of... If you work as hard as the Lucas family does and your mind is just constantly going and you get very stressed out, that's...
It resonates.
Oh, yeah.
But Vienna waits for you. That's what I love is like... What are you rushing for? Like, mm-hmm. It'll still be there.
Yeah. Like, it's like you're so ambitious, but slow it down. So, all right. We hit our mark. So, Kaysen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Max.
All right. Bye.